I'm very happy now to welcome to the Radio Cafe William J. Cobb. He's a novelist. His new book is called The Bird Saviors, and he will be at Collected Works Bookstore tonight at 6 in the evening. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Well, thanks for having me, Mary Charlotte, and I'm glad to be here.
So this is a novel set in southern Colorado, although it feels in many ways like a border town also. And it's gritty and rough, and it's got cattle rustlers and a pawn shop owner who's not a very nice man, and a Mormon preacher named Lord God. Interesting characters. Tell us about your inspirations for creating and developing these characters.
Well, I have a home in southern Colorado, west of Pueblo, and drive back and forth between my house in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains and Pueblo, and there's a beautiful, gaunt, and rugged landscape in between there, and that's where I really came up with the location for the novel. And in my area, we did have an FLDS, Fundamentalist Latter-day Saints community, and I would see the kids at the playground, and that kind of spawned the idea of the fundamentalist preacher, Mormon preacher, whose name is John Wesley Cole, but nicknamed Lord God by his daughter, who's very much under his thumb.
He's an interesting character because, on the one hand, he is such a patriarch and knows best and doesn't want to hear anybody else, but his love for his daughter transcends that and kind of changes him to make him do things that you really wouldn't expect. He's a nicer guy than you let on at first.
Well, I see him as a good man who has been warped by his experiences in war and simply by growing older and kind of being pushed towards the margins of society. But he very much loves his daughter. She has a child out of wedlock, and he's worried about her. So he's trying to marry her off to an older man because he knows he won't be around forever and thinks that this older man is a good person and who will provide and protect her. Although that is a very misguided assumption, and he comes to an understanding and a realization later that, of course, is the wrong thing to do.
Now, what are your, you can tell very much from reading the book that you are grounded in the place that you're writing about. What about your literary inspirations? Who are the fiction writers who you feel have influenced the way that you write?
Well, that's an easy question to answer in that there are two very good writers that come to mind immediately in this part of the country, and one of those is Cormac McCarthy, and I'm a huge Cormac McCarthy fan, whom, as I understand it, has a home in outside Santa Fe right now. Mm-hmm. And the other writer is the novelist Kent Harif, whose novels Eventide and Plainsong really touched me, and I think they're tremendous books. And he has a new book coming out in, I think, just early next year. And Kent has a home in Salida, Colorado, which is about 50 miles away, and I've come to know him. And both those writers are very much an inspiration to me.
Are there also film or cinematic inspirations that you draw on?
Well, the easy answer there is the Coen brothers, who adapted No Country for Old Men and have various films, and they recently did the True Grit film that I believe was filmed in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. I love how they have complex plot lines that have kind of intersecting and interwoven actions and events and characters that usually come together at the end in a fiery conclusion. And, you know, that's something I would shoot for as well.
The theme of birds, the book is called The Bird Saviors, and the theme of birds runs through the book, from the man whose job it is to shoot crows to the bird-counting scientist, people getting bird flu. How did you come to and develop this whole bird theme? Are you a birder yourself? Anything like that?
I'm very much a birder, and but part of it probably occurred during my previous novel, Goodnight, Texas. And when my editor was working on the book, he asked me, what are all these birds doing in your novel? And in this one, I decided to make it even more obvious. And I see them not only as an actual natural representation of our world, but a metaphorical representation, and that Ruby Cole's interest in the birds and her intersection with the ornithologist Ward Costello in the novel is really the goodness of the story, and these two people trying to make a difference in the world. And then they have, you know, they're offset by people like the pawn shop owner, Hiram Page, who's kind of a small-town crime lord. And I think that gives a vision of the world that should be interesting.
They are such an interesting metaphor, and I've been thinking a lot about crows lately because we interviewed a fellow named Tony Angel who has a book called Gifts of the Crow, and it's a nonfiction book, but it's basically crows are so much more like us than anybody thought, and observation of birds leads you kind of toward different perceptions about human beings.
Absolutely. Crows are surprisingly intelligent, and ravens as well. There's a great book about ravens called The Mind of the Raven, and I forget the writer's name, but it was part of an inspiration for the novel as well, because the writer of that book is a field ornithologist, and he describes what ornithologists actually do in trying, say, to count birds or to observe bird behavior when it's sometimes very difficult. And I see Ruby as personifying the birds and giving them personality and, you know, kind of more the figurative element. And then the ornithologist is looking at it in a scientific way.
Now, do Southwesterners respond particularly to this book? Or has it been, I don't know if it's been out long enough for you to really be able to say that.
I can't say, because, of course, I'm not in touch with all different people. I would think that in some people from the East Coast would find it more exotic and, you know, out of the ordinary, and that people from the Southwest will recognize it as being more familiar. I did have one writer friend from New York City who read it and found it so very unusual and different. And, of course, that's a good thing as well. We always want to be unique. but all of the themes and the landscape, to me, seem very natural to this part of the world.
They do indeed, and I guess that's something, as somebody who is from the East Coast, but I've lived here for so many years, I remember reading things from the West and the Southwest that seemed very exotic at one point and now seem like just normal daily life. It's funny. And I have a great fondness for Southwestern work because it's so familiar. It's really our people and places.
I do, too. Right now, it seems like all my favorite writers are writing about the West or located in the West. And that might be just my own, you know, bias and predilection. But to me, I think this is a happening part of the world.
What's next for you? Are you working on another book?
I am working on a novel right now with the tentative title, The Lost Person. And part of that's been put into, you know, an impetus for this novel is that I've joined Custer County Search and Rescue and have learned something about when a person is lost up in the mountains, you know, who the people are that go search for them. And I've been on missions and have learned something about that. And it's really fascinating. And there's a lot of drama to it and danger and excitement. And I think it should make for a good novel.
William Jacob is author of the new novel, The Bird Saviors. And once again, tonight at 6 o'clock, he will be at Collected Works Bookstore here in Santa Fe. We look forward to seeing you.
Well, thank you very much, Mary Charlotte. And I hope people come out. I promise to do a great reading.
Okay, great. Good. We look forward to meeting you.